say often, or some people say that you don't know what you have until it's gone, but I assume that wasn't the case with Ben.
No, we had a real good understanding of his value here and his value around the league. We had an unusual set of circumstances this summer, and in a very positive way. We had a lot of good young players that were going to command a certain amount of our resources financially, so we had to make tough decisions, and Montreal got a good one.
How big, I guess, was the loss? I mean, he kind of enabled, and he seems to be doing the same in Montreal,
yeah.
Enabling maybe a more offensive...
Yeah, style-wise, what Ben does well is he lets people that like to get up the ice a little bit, and Shea Weber's a different style of player, but when you think of Dustin and some of the things he was going to do, Ben's pretty old school stay-at-home defenseman, but he moves the puck a bit and he can shoot it, so there's more than just grind it and bang it off the glass there. There's a good solid all-around player. He's got one of the best toe drags in the league. You know, we used to see it only in Dallas, and then we saw it a little more all around, and then likewise. I mean, we've been fortunate here to draft and trade pretty darn well, and we had some good players here that we were going to have to unfortunately see move along, because we had other good players that were here as well. So Joel's developing now and getting an opportunity. The skill set has always been fun to watch. Not everybody develops at the same pace, but I think he was really kind of on that, a little bit like Ben, right on that path to become a real good player. That there really wasn't any video for him after, there wasn't any correction video, and that is, so here's the third guy that kind of developed in that. He played a lot of pro hockey before he got his first chance to be an NHLer, and he got into the game, and the advantage of that is they are hungry in that game. You know, there's not a lot of fear that he's not afraid to make a mistake. He knows the systems. He knows what he's supposed to do. So he's not coming to the bench wondering, hey, was I in the right spot? Pascal Vincent and his staff, and that's true of all these younger players that we bring up, they know where they're supposed to be. So he went out there, wasn't spending a lot of time trying to process the game, went as fast as he could, did a good job.
Well, through the first 2 minutes, we spoke a lot about the assist that Lining was getting, but he's been producing more in terms of goals in the month of December. Have you
yep.
seen anything different in his game this month?
I think that line, if you look at the first handful of games that they played, they were all passing the puck a whole lot, and it was off a little bit. You're not looking at the video going, why is he passing that puck? It's, you know what he was trying to do with it. They were just slightly out of sync, and as they've built time together, there's more consistency, we all use the word chemistry, but it's probably an understanding. They're better predictors now of what's going to happen next, where the other player is going to be. Some of that is just from talking on the bench. Some of it's practice time and then game time. So they're in sync a little bit more. And we felt that early on, Patrick, you know, if you log, you know, maybe he's overpassing the puck, and now he's in sync, shoots the one he's kind of supposed to and moves the one. If you go back a couple of years, there'd be a number of times I said that Patrick Laine is an exceptional passer. Just, he didn't pass it a whole lot, but he was playing with different people. He shot the ones he was supposed to, and he was hot, right? Now he's starting to get, I think, that right balance between this is a puck I can beat a goalie with, and this is a puck that my line mate can beat a goalie with.
Can you take us onto the bench, what it was like when Blake was able to set the mark? Because from upstairs, it looked like everybody was having some fun with it.
Yeah, you know what? It was time of game as well, and where we were at, you're at that point where you can enjoy some of those moments, right? It wasn't a game that went, you know, we're down 4-1 to 4-2, so it was the right environment, but certainly an awareness, right? And that it's in Minnesota, everybody's aware of that. Parents are at the game. He does so much, and he's raised the bar here for all of us players and coaches on how good we can be. So there was a keen awareness going into that game where he was at, and certainly the right amount of appreciation on the bench.
Any changes today from last game?
Lauren Brassard will play goal tonight for us.
You mentioned the number of changes you've had at the blue line from last year. As a coach, what's it been like as a challenge to deal with all those new faces?
When we do our autopsy at the end of the year and you build your plan in the summer, we felt there were a couple of areas, two or three defensive areas that we had to get better at as a team. And then, you know, four guys are gone. We didn't know that till training camp, the day one of training camp, but it just meant that those things that we needed to get better at were going to become even more important. But we also had an awareness this was going to look different. So we look different in how we move the puck, how we defend, how aggressive we are at the offensive line with our D. We were incredibly aggressive there. We're not. So the changes that we wanted to make is our odd man rushes, our stands at the blue line, and how we defend it in our end. We still got lots of room to how we defend in our end. But the kind of men that we've brought in, they're gamers, right? They if they make a mistake, they're going to block a shot with their face if they have to, you know, when it's coming back to the net. So we don't spend a whole lot of time complaining about the pass that got made that got us into trouble. We spend a whole lot of time banging the boards and cheering for the shot block that came after. Our forwards, back to what Blake Wheeler, that's kind of what I'm alluding to when I say the things that he's done for our team, especially when he's gone into center because he's almost playing defense in our end. Accepting the fact that our blue line was going to move the puck differently and look differently, our forwards have had a big part of that. Probably the most important piece to all this has been our goaltending, Connor and Lauren. When a defenseman gets to turn around, tap a guy in the path and say, hey, thanks for that, instead of, hey, sorry about that, it changes how a defenseman comes to the bench. So those guys early in our season, our goaltenders bought our defense time to get a little bit confident in their game. But every night, it's a battle for us, right? We're going to have pieces of our game where we have to just grind and compete and just get the puck out. And then we've got some offense up front that if it gets rolling, we can win hockey games.